Welcome to the Business Champion Radio Show, sponsored by KMAREducation.org. Get ready to dive into the vibrant world of local businesses with us. We're here to chat about all things growth, health, and productivity, straight from the owners and the employees themselves. Why should you listen? Because we're spilling the beans on what makes businesses tick in our community. From awesome success stories to practical tips, we've got the inside scoop to help you level up your game. So don't touch that dial and join the party. Here is your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Hello, welcome, and good morning. I'm your host, Marietta Kammerer. Stand out to succeed. Set yourself apart to achieve more. Achieve more by being different. Today, we dive into the power of self-awareness and understanding your own thinking pattern. Very, very important. You might think, I could do better than the other person. But if you're not seeing results, it's often because your mindset is holding you back. We'll uncover how shifting from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset can transform your approach and propel you to success. You have to want it. Before we get started, I will share something with you. You're already ahead of the game and unique if you possess self-awareness. You understand how you think and feel. You go beyond rational thinking. You help others, show commitment and passion, and have a goal-oriented approach to life. Embrace these qualities to stand out and achieve more. KMAREducation.org can help you enhance and leverage these traits for greater success. You know, folks, I always talk about being mental. And probably some people say, what's she talking about? I'll tell you what I'm talking about. I'm talking about rational thinking. But I always call it being mental. That's what I mean, going through life on a rational level. Forget it. It's a disconnect to your own emotions, and you view the world differently, like having a very hard-ass view on everything and anything. So you got to do the work. You know, if you want to be different, you got to do the work, and it starts with little steps. And it's called obtaining emotional intelligence, and it is possible. Otherwise, you're not going to get far in life. You can have degrees hanging on the walls, everything. Forget about it. You got to, personal growth is the most important thing in order to make it through life. But you got to do the work. And, you know, I'm ready to start. Good morning, Rich. I forgot to say hello. Good morning to you.
Oh, I thought you forgot I was over here.
No, I did not. I am having some funky with the headphones in my ear. It feels very weird. It feels like it doesn't feel right. So
are they new headphones or the same?
No, those are the same headphones, but I can only hear on one ear with the headphones. I don't know what's happening. So it's like almost like a delay too. It's crazy. But
well,
anyway, I just
that's why God gave us two ears. So if one doesn't work, you got the other.
Yeah, you're smart ass. So okay, thank you. Let's get started.
Want to stand out and succeed? Start by understanding your mindset and embracing what makes you unique. Discover how KMAREducation.org can guide you on this journey. Ready to set yourself apart? Reflect on your thinking, patterns, embrace creativity, and pursue your goals passionately. KMAREducation.org has the resources to help you excel.
And the train is leaving. Good morning. You're listening to the Business Champion Radio Show. I'm Marietta Kammerer. And today, stand out to succeed. Set yourself apart to achieve more. But you got to do things that people would not normally do. So, and we're going to understand what the difference is this morning between a growth and a fixed mindset. And I'm going to introduce Emma to you this morning. So, again, to stand out and achieve more, start by examining how you think and approach various aspects of life. Embracing a growth mindset can transform your career and personal development, setting you apart from others. Now it just it was like a popping when you're on an airplane. It just popped in my headset. So now, because it feels weird when you only can hear on one ear, you know, when you fly and your ears are now the ear just popped. Okay, Emma, thank you. So, okay. Emma is, here's an example, Emma with a growth mindset. So Emma is a junior project coordinator at a local company, and eager to make a difference, she actively sought solutions to improve team workflow, embraced leadership opportunities, and continuously pursued professional development. Now, she was not in a situation in a job as a manager, nor did she get paid for it. But her proactive attitude, innovative thinking, and commitment to empathy and ethics set her apart, driving her success and positively impacting the company. Now, we're going to learn in the second half what Emma is like with a fixed mindset. So let's get started on this. Now, this Emma with a growth mindset. Let's do the fixed mindset first. She experienced career stagnation, a limited growth and recognition, a job dissatisfaction. We hear that all the time, how much people hate their job. And they felt, she felt disengaged and unfulfilled. You know, and I say to myself, maybe she tried at some point and was rejected or was put down by management. That happens. You know, and it's very hard to try a second and third time. I don't like to be shot down. If I have a good idea and I immerse myself into the daily workflow that is really a manager's job and I get shut down, I don't think I would do this again. But I would also look for new work opportunities, because where I work, and I've been self-employed for 40 years, but if I was an employee where I work, and I know I have great ideas because I implement them too. So I know what are good ideas, and I know what works, what doesn't work. Let's just say I would go as an employee now, and you would shut me down, Rich, as a manager. I don't think that would fly too well with me.
No, I agree that it depends on self-motivation, I think, to some degree as well. And also, I don't know what the age of this Emma is, but younger, that they don't have a lot of experience. But right. Some of them tend to think that they have the great ideas and that they should work even though they've only been in that particular business for a short period.
Right. But it's in general, if you have a good idea, you think you have a good idea, and you have the experience, let's just say. You have the experience. You have a proven track record that you're working with your own ideas and made a living with it. You know, it sometimes it's not well received by that manager because he or she feels threatened. I learned that many times in my work life. I have experienced that, and I don't like that. You know, I don't like that. But anyway, so with this fixed mindset, Emma experienced she was slowing down projects and reduced efficiency. Also, the negative work environment contributing to a toxic work culture. So, and here's what happened. She waited for a manager's direction during project delays, causing further delays. So people just resigned themselves if they were shut down, or maybe they weren't shut down. But I just want to make a point. With a fixed mindset, she also avoided taking charge when the team leader was absent, causing confusion. So, minimal commitment to team success did not support a struggling coworker, impacting team morale. You know, you see that a lot, where other people could do it better, they know better, and they could really help somebody, but they let that person struggle. Rich, have you ever experienced that?
Not personally, because most of the jobs that I've had have not been in an office type of experience.
Okay, yes, you were out.
I was on the road, the print shop was small. But I've seen that, and I remember that, and I don't know whether companies still do this. Some companies used to have a suggestion box where you could anonymously put in tips for making something better. Some people could sign their name to it if they felt confident enough to it. But that was one way that if you felt that your manager would not be receptive to an idea that you had, you could put it in. And I don't know whether that goes to like human resources or where those suggestions would go. But that would be a way to make a suggestion that you thought might help the company out in some way. And I understand what you were saying earlier about your methods that you tried and true. You use them because you've actually experienced that with whatever it might be. You try something, and if kind of like our previous show, mm-hmm. if it works, it works. If it doesn't mm-hmm. work, then you move on to something else.
Right, or you make it work depending on what it is too. But when I see somebody struggling, it doesn't matter who they are, if I know them or if I, that doesn't matter. I help. I offer my help. And I just take over, you know. And especially if you go day in, day out, if you work with a team, you got to be helpful like that. You can't turn your way, you know, your head. And you can't do that, Rich. I find that, let me just go on because I get mad.
Well, the closest thing I had to that, I just happened to think of this, is early on in my Xerox career that I was made a work group manager or work group leader, I guess was the technical name they used. And I had, I'd been there about 6 years or 7 years as a technician, and they had new hire people that they put in my group. So I had guys that had only been there 6 months, and my job was to explain to them how to do the job correctly and lead them, but none of them, I don't recall ever having a suggestion how to do anything better. At least they didn't tell me that. But that would have been an opportunity where if one of them had said, why can't we do it this way? Would this make it more proficient to getting a job done as opposed to wasting time?
Right. And a manager needs to listen to the employees very much. So we're talking about a fixed mindset. We're talking about Emma, and there are many Emmas out there. Career stagnation, job dissatisfaction. That's what people experience. Check your mindset. Fixed mindset. And that's what happens. And I'll continue after the break.
Self-awareness is key to being different. Learn how to understand your thoughts and feelings to unlock your true potential. Explore more at kmareducation.org. Move beyond rational thinking. Embrace creativity and emotional intelligence. kmareducation.org offers tools and insights to help you innovate and lead.
So we're talking about a fixed mindset, career stagnation, job dissatisfaction. A lot of people are out there. So please, if you feel limited growth and recognition or you feel disengaged and unfulfilled, check how you start learning how you think. Do I have a fixed mindset? Also, and resistance to learning. That's a big thing. Resistant learning new, technology, slowing down the transition. I couldn't live with myself if I was the one in the team that didn't get the new technology, Rich. I just couldn't live with myself. I'm the one that slows everybody down. It has a big impact on the team, on the morality, on the productivity, the company and everything. So a fixed mindset won't get you anywhere. And there are a lot of people out there. You got to be really honest with yourself. This is why I have these shows. This is a fixed mindset. Emma with a fixed mindset, you know. And, you know, I think people have great ideas and you should at least explore it as a manager, you know, and give somebody recognition. Maybe managers change all the time. Try again. Give your input again because it's a new manager. They may be open for, you know, they may, really introduce the openness
with the employees.
And that's what I had when I was with Xerox all those years. Is we would have I was always considered myself to be easygoing. I could get along with anybody. But once in a while, you'd see there would be a manager that just rubbed you the wrong way. But the thought was, just wait long enough. Most of the managers were not managers of your particular team very long. And I must have had in 25 years, I bet I had 10 or 12 managers. And I did have one that thought outside the box. And he ended up implementing a 10-hour workday, four-day work week, which was something totally different to try to save the company money for commute mileage that we use with our company vehicles. And we were able to work around that. And we were, instead of an 8:30 to 5, we were doing 7:30 to 6. And you had companies or schools that were open late or open early that you could get in. And the technicians learned to kind of coordinate their schedule around what the hours were. And I thought it worked very well for while he was our manager. And that was probably like 5 years. And that was something totally, I'd never thought of that. And that was something he came up with.
Yeah. A fixed mindset is just not healthy. So with a fixed mindset, they do nothing, absolutely nothing. They even slow down in their own job, as I just explained. But with the growth mindset here, we're coming to Emma. Now, Emma is really, really eager to prove herself and wants to make a meaningful impact. So, and it makes a difference when you feel you want to make a difference, because you will always try again, no matter if they take your ideas or not. You will always try. And I would do the same thing. I would keep trying. And if I keep being shut down, I move on. I don't want to be shut. That means when I'm being shut down, I can't grow in that company. Not at all.
It's like banging your head against a wall.
Exactly. So, and there's nothing like when I see somebody's taking the initiative, you know, I do. And that is where you put your money. You support people that take initiative, because there are not too many out there. I have to tell you, Rich, there are not very many people that take initiative. Again, they're in their box. Okay, they're getting paid to do three things and they get the paycheck on Friday and that's it. You can't be like that, folks. You die. You die on the vine, for crying out loud.
Doesn't it also depend on whether you actually like your job? If you're taking a job just to get a paycheck, you may not have that initiative to say, well, let's make something better. But if you really love it and you say, well, why can't we do this? This might make our job a little bit easier. But you've got managers and upper management that have been there a long time. They're set in their ways. And some are receptive. Others are not.
You know, it's not that hard to find a job that you like. So if you think back, and I'm deviating a little bit from my text here, from what I put down. If you think about, hey, what do I like? You know what I like? I'm very good in putting projects together and starting to build projects. Now, it takes me time to figure things out or what my next project, because it always has to stimulate me. Without that stimulation, I won't be able to put the project together. The project consists of maybe 1,000 puzzle pieces, you know, and I have to put it together in a short period of time. But without that stimulation, without that passion, with a new great idea, I can't do this. So what am I also good at? I'm very, very good in organization. So as a matter of fact, I'm meeting somebody after my show who is an organizer. And I can't wait to meet and talk to her. She made a business out of it. Would I like to organize people's offices and homes? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. That I don't know. But I like to organize, because I'm very good. It's a natural thing, and I do it with speed. So I would still have to find out what exactly do I want to organize. What do I want to organize? You know,
I have 400 pairs of shoes. How do I organize them in my closet?
I give them away. I'll get some bags and I give them away to Goodwill. Are they all worn?
Well, but with that many, how many can you only wear one pair at a time?
Yeah.
So that's it. Yeah, you can't go. I haven't seen anybody that can wear like three pairs of shoes at one time. Maybe all in one day.
Yeah. No. Okay. Well, we'll spread the word. Anybody needs some shoes? What size do you have?
Well, for me, they'd be big.
Oh, he doesn't want to give them away. He wants to hang on to his 400 pairs of shoes. Okay, bless him.
Helping others and staying committed to your goals sets you apart. Find out how KmarEducation.org can support your journey to success and uniqueness. Celebrate what makes you different and let it shine. KmarEducation.org provides the guidance you need to leverage your uniqueness and achieve your dreams.
I find it is important for me to repeat this again. You are already ahead of the game and unique if you possess self-awareness, understand how you think and feel, go beyond rational thinking, help others, show commitment and passion, and have a goal-oriented approach to life. Folks, going through life with rational thinking only, do yourself a favor. It's not going to work for, you know, it's not going to work. Yeah? So, I talk about being mental all the time, and a lot of people don't understand what I'm saying. So it's rational thinking. I should have used those terms. People can understand that. Rational thinking. We do need to have, you need to be able to switch back and forth. The rational thinking and the emotional thinking. That's very, very important. And for that, you need to learn. You need to learn about everything that I just said. You need to do the work. Yeah. And I like to share something with you. The rational thinking, I had to change environments. I spent 10 years in Hamburg, Germany. I did my finance business over there for 10 years, 1990 through 2000. Now, in that particular environment, I grew mentally. I really grew. I wouldn't have been able to obtain that here, because here in this country, I started with the emotional learning first. And in order to grow, yes, many times you have to change environment. But I didn't change environment because, I need to grow mentally, you know. No, absolutely not. So this rational thinking, I'm very, very big on, because I watch a lot of people on TV, and especially the, you know, with the politics and journalists and everything. And when you report, I think you should show emotions. It's very, very important. To me, it's important, you know. And just watch how somebody comments on a certain situation. To me, you can't go through life just on rational thinking. And, you know, with Emma really putting herself out there with the growth mindset, she went far. She soon got a position as a manager and as a leader in the company. But you got to do things that other people are not willing to do. And I've always been able to do that. You know, I do things others wouldn't even think of, you know. And I'm glad I am that way, because I had a continuous open path for growth, for personal growth in life. And I'm glad for that. And I'm glad I had the opportunity to change and live in different parts of the world. And that adds on top of it. So, Rich, what do you say? What have you done? I know you want to hang on to the 400 shoes. I'll get them from you. Don't you worry.
Well, not quite as bad as Imelda Marcos back in the 70s. Yeah. I don't know what it was, like thousands of shoes that she had. But, and I just happened to think of this because you have had your work experience not only here in the United States, but over in Germany. That,
yes.
I would say different countries probably have different ethics standards,
yes,
and different commitments in that as well. So that might play into whether a manager was going to be more likely to listen to an employee that has a good idea versus saying, no, I don't want to listen to it.
Right. It's a rational approach over there in business, and even on a private level, people are not approaching you first on an emotional level. Absolutely not. So, but that 10 years really made me grow. I learned very quickly, oh, that's how things are done here, because I wanted to succeed in business, you know. So they didn't care if I came, had the appointment, say, and talked about the dog that they had a picture on their desk, you know. Why are you here? What is it that you want? What are you offering? So, okay, we're going for another break, right? Okay.
Set clear goals and pursue them with passion. KMAREducation.org is here to help you stay focused and driven on your path to success. Embrace your unique qualities and transform your approach to life and work. Learn more about how KMAREducation.org can help you on this journey.
This is Marietta. We have a few more minutes. Stand out to succeed. Set yourself apart to achieve more. Well, how do you do that? Certainly not with the attitude, I don't get paid for sharing my knowledge. I resent that very much when somebody has that mindset. And I've had my share meeting people like that. I don't want to help others. Well, you're dead to me if you have that attitude. Yeah. So we keep meeting people like that. And you don't want to stand out. Well, don't stand out. You don't have to stand out. Do what you need to do. But for other people that want to stand in life and have these skills and the desire, move, you know, go from place to place and find your place. I found my place when I was 14 years as an employee. I found my place in self-employment of 40 years now, and I wouldn't fit into a company anymore, into a team, and especially with my knowledge and my background. And I'm saying it's not that I couldn't fit into a team. It's the people that haven't done what I've done. They would feel very threatened. What do you think, Rich? Do you feel threatened by me when I talk about rational thinking? Come on. You're a rational thinker.
I am quaking in my 300 pairs of shoes.
You're very quick. That's funny.
Well, I tried to work the shoes in there, but not really. I have always been considering to be able to get along with pretty much anybody, and I've had problems occasionally over the years, but considering my working career has been going on for 50 years, that covers a lot of territory.
How old are you? A 95?
I look young for my age. You wouldn't think of me as being 88 years old.
Yeah, and what size shoes do you wear?
Medium.
Medium, get at it. You must be at least an 11 and a half. At least. Do they make men's shoes 12, size 12?
Oh, yeah. No, they make them very large. I know I think it was Shaquille O'Neal, the basketball player, that had to get them, and they were very large. They had to get special made.
Wow.
And Will Chamberlain was another one because he was, 7'3", I believe, something like that. So you get these big guys.
You get them at Walmart, right?
Well, I suppose if you put two pairs of shoes together to figure out a way to slide your foot through the first one into the second one, it might work.
No, but quickly, your take on rational thinking. Going through life
you have to have rational thinking.
Well, you do, of course.
Yeah.
But just to go through life on rational thinking, that's...
No, you have to be a little bit of a free thinker as well on occasion, because you have to be able to adapt. Things do happen, and you have to move yourself into a different direction on occasion, especially like when you're dealing with a career. If this Emma decides she doesn't like her job, to move on to something else.
But you have to listen to your feelings. Not only your thoughts, but your feelings, most important. So, folks, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. Thanks, Rich.